order. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Allison Bonanno.
Don Cape.
Chris Darling.
Carol Beck.
Dave Tomaso, representing current planning. William Pepin, Clark County liaison.
Thank you. Item two, public comment. This is a period devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the end of the comments by the general public period. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of time, will be done by the majority vote. And just wanted to also point out, we have a large audience, a lot to get through tonight, so just make sure we're concise with our points and not repetitive. Make sure we get you on the record. Thank you. Item three is approval of the minutes for the November 12, 2024 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve November 12, 2024 meeting.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any informational items or announcements by staff or anyone from the board?
You forgot one.
Oh, approval agenda. So item four is approval of the agenda for December 10th to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Have a discussion on this?
Yeah, let's combine a few of them.
Okay.
Let's combine 5, 6, and 7 to 1, which is TNT Venture Partners.
No.
And that's 3, 4, and 5.
What?
That's 4 and 5.
TNT?
I have 5, 6, and 7.
I have 5, 6, and 7.
I reordered.
Oh, okay. Oh,
gotcha. Okay, so 5, 6, and 7 to be combined. 8 as 1 for TNT Venture Partners. 8, 9, and 10 to be combined. And 12, 13, and 14 need to be combined, and the rest heard individually.
I disagree with that. I would like to keep all of the TT and T separate.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's my motion, so.
The TT and T, oh.
I'm fine keeping T and T separate if you want.
What does that do if we forget the, if we don't do the vacate?
Because they're treating them as one subdivision or project.
Which
when
is.
It's across the street from each other and has separate impacts on everything. And we'll make sure that the numbers are not included to change things on zoning.
Well, it's a tentative map, yes. And the other one is, all right, whatever, that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Sure.
Modify the motion?
Yeah, I'll modify the motion to only combine 8, 9, and 10. As one, and 12, 13, and 14 as one. The rest to be heard individually.
Aye.
Aye.
Carol. Motion.
Aye.
Perfect.
Any informational items, announcements, or upcoming county and community meetings or discussions? Before we open the public hearing, just wanted to clarify the motion to combine those items. They're companion items. Some are vacate, abandoned easements, design review, and tentative map. So it's all for the same project. So it's easier for these things to be heard together. Everybody's comments could be heard at the same time versus having to repeat yourself on each one individually. So they will be heard. We're just going to combine them and make a motion on them together. Okay, first item on the agenda is ET24-400120, UC230374, Miller, William, and Misty Revocable Family Trust. Miller, William, and Misty Trust. Use permit first extension of time for the following to allow an accessory structure to detach a carport, which is not architecturally compatible with the principal building and waive applicable design standards. Waivable development standards are for the following. Reduce setbacks, 2 reduced building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on half acre and an RS-20 single-family zone within the RMP overlay generally located on the north side of Lone Mountain Road and the west side of Grand Canyon Drive. Within Lone Mountain, and staff is recommending approval.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, good evening. This is Denise Gordillo, 204 Belle Isle Court, Henderson, Nevada, 89012, here on behalf of the applicant. You can see on the exhibit, we've been working on this project for well over a year. constructed, the pink on there you'll see is an accessory garage, and then the blue is an existing, and they're both existing. The blue is a carport. Two separate third parties built those, constructed them, but they did not get permits. And so, of course, we had to come in with the use permit back a year ago. We were we agreed to the condition at the Planning Commission that we would have them permitted and inspected within a year. On the blue, the carport, that has been permitted, inspected, it's closed out, so we're good. It's the pink that we are, that I'm referencing now. And I'm just gonna show you what it looks like, a picture of what it looks like.
So it's just a metal.
Okay. So that's the carport.
Yeah.
You want me to turn that around, or is that?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I want to turn it around.
You guys, this is a public hearing. The public comment is not open yet, so please keep your comments to yourself until that happens. Thank you.
So this has been in the permit process now for over a year. Two different permits. The problem is, as the staff report indicates, is we've had to reverse engineer it, because we didn't have structurals on it. So that's why it's taken more than a year to get this thing permitted and inspected. So we have a few remaining comments that we are addressing from a structural standpoint and the geotech at the building department. Once we get those resolved, we'll get the permit, and then the inspection will be shortly thereafter. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. We fully agree with the condition of, I believe it's October of 2025. Excuse me, let me just verify. Yeah, so we are in agreement with the October 3rd, 2025 condition. We should have this thing permitted and inspected here in the next couple months, but just in case we run into any other issues with the building department, we'd like to have that additional time as well. And with that, we would respectfully request your approval for staff.
It's a question for staff. So it was approved in October, the use permit was approved on October 23. Must have been a 2 year?
Yep, 2.
So that.
So 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah, so
it's back now.
That was October 23.
So to October 24.
So it expired in October 24?
Would have, had they not applied for their extension.
Okay, so they applied before the. Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, if I can clarify, normally on a typical use permit with waiver, it's 2 years to commence. But when we're dealing with projects that were previously constructed without permits, we're normally, we agreed to that 1 year permit.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions before we open the public comment? Okay, thank you. This public hearing, anybody from the public wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back up for a discussion and a motion.
Carol, do you have anything?
No, there's just so many structures on there, to be honest with you. I kind of got lost. The questions I came up with was to check the with no setback there. I mean, what's on, what I saw it for on the computer, but it was, I don't know, if nobody's here to say something against it, then.
Well, it's not a matter of like removing the buildings, because they've already said you can keep the buildings, but you
just
have to
reverse
engineer it to get the correct permit to place.
An extension of time.
And this is only an extension of what you and I, we all approved last time.
Right.
Okay.
Because they didn't get it done in time, which I don't understand, but that's. Okay.
Okay. If we have another shot at it, I'll wait.
Well, we don't. We just have the extensions.
Oh, okay.
Well, if I mean, just to clarify, though, if for some reason by October of next year we do not have it inspected, fully inspected, we would have to come back before you, but I don't anticipate that to happen.
Okay. This is only on the garage.
Only on the garage, right. The carport has been permitted and fully inspected and
sure
closed out.
Foundation geotechnical part is a little more complicated than most people think.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve ET 24400120 UC 230374 Miller William and Missy Revocable Family Trust with staff conditions as written.
Aye.
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 Thank
you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Next item is WS 240640 Humling Living Trust and Hummel Randall J. and Stacy Trust waivers development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, 2, reduce building separations, and 3, allow 2 driveways in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.57 acres in RS-20 residential single-family zone within neighborhood protection overlay. General located on the east side of Cisco Road and the south side of Whispering Sands Drive within Lone Mountain. And staff is recommending approval for number 3 and denial for 1 and 2.
Hi, Stacy Campbell. Unfortunately, I am the property owner. My contractor is stuck in traffic, so you kind of get me to answer any questions. What we are wanting to do is to put a 3-car garage on the front part of our property. I know this is really difficult to see these pictures. There's actually 2 in here.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
If you wanted to, we could discuss moving to the end of the agenda to give your person time to get here.
That would probably be helpful. He was coming from Henderson, and he was at a dead stop and had no idea how long it would take him to get here.
Okay.
So if we can move it.
Totally.
They have an issue with that?
No. Not at all.
Okay. Make a motion to move this to the end of the agenda.
Aye.
Thank you. Item 3, VS240635, Zorn's Family LP vacate and abandon portion of the right-of-way being searching Fair Court located between Ann Road and LaMancha Avenue within Lone Mountain. Staff is recommending approval.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant, Richmond American Homes. We are north of Ann and east of TP. The applicant is requesting a straightforward standard vacation of a portion of the right-of-way. Initially, access for this 9-lot single-family residential was off of Ann Road. There's been revisions, or there are ongoing revisions to the approved map, which they're flipping access onto La Mancha to the north. So there is no longer a need for the vacation in question. The portion of the right-of-way in question. So staff is recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Can you walk us through your site plan, please?
Yeah.
Actually, the area would have been fine, too, just to start.
So initially, access was going to be proposed off of Ann Road. Like I said, it's now being flipped onto La Mancha.
Okay.
So that's the reason for this vacation.
Okay. Understood. Gotcha.
So you dedicated that for your map, and now you're vacating it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Any other questions? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back up for a motion and a vote.
Do you have anything?
No.
I'll make a motion to approve VS240635, Zorn's Family LLP, vacant and abandoned.
Aye.
There you go. Have a good night.
Item 4, DR240591, Gilcrease Orchard Foundation Design Review for a proposed accessory structure in conjunction with an existing farm on 58.16 acres in an RS-40 residential single-family zone, 40 zone, generally located on the north side of Whispering Sands Drive and the east side of Tenaya Way within Lone Mountain, and staff is recommending approval.
Hi, I'm Shereen Escobar. I'm president of the Gilcrease Orchard Foundation and the applicant for this agricultural shade structure. It's kind of hard to see the projection, but I did make packets for you if you want to see a closer look at what we're doing. I may approach.
Sure.
I would. Thank you.
Come forward, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. We're seeking to build an agricultural shade structure. It's made out of mesh material. And if you see the specs, steel bracings. I provided you with 2 site plans. It's hard to see on that one, so that's why I'm going to give you a photo up front where we had our broadband associates do a map for you. If you want to turn towards the back, you'll see an actual photographic image of what the shade structure looks like. And the very last picture. The structure that we have implemented sale. This shade structure had proven to be exceptionally beneficial to our crops. We are seeing at the orchard more consecutive days over 118 in July, for example, and it's just frying our crops. Yes, and so we're requesting approval that we can do this shade structure to increase our marketable harvest. We really took a hit this summer. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you. This public hearing, anybody from the public wishing to speak on this item? Please come forward.
Of course.
Could
you yield to her?
Yeah, but would you let her come up and speak, and then we'll bring you back up when we're done with public comment.
My name is Pam Bailey, B as a boy, A-I-L-A-Y. I live at 6665 Joe Marcy Drive, which is directly across Rainbow from the orchard. From that map, I can't tell where they want to put the shade structure. It doesn't really say and how large the shade structure is. If you could answer that, please.
Right here.
So their crops, and so it's a netting like we see at Home Depot where they have their garden section that they're proposing to put that over top of there.
Okay, and that's the wash, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And how large is that shade structure?
7 acres.
You can ask. You can just tell us.
Oh, it's six. It covers about 6.7 acres.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back up for discussion.
How that seems like an awful lot of cover to maintain almost 7 acres. Is this going to be several structures? Because it says 7 acres, but then structure is plural.
It's about 6.76 acres. It does cover 10% of our entire orchard. We have already built this for approximately five acres at Cimarron and Brazil.
Okay.
And it has shown to be very beneficial and very durable. It's withstood the heaviest of winds we've had last spring.
Yeah. Same as what they have at Star Nursery.
Excuse me?
The same as that they have at Star Nursery. Yeah.
I'm assuming. But it does reduce the sun rays by 30%. And if we don't build this structure, we're probably not going to have able to grow tomatoes, for example.
Thank you.
Which is a very popular crop.
No, yeah. Let's keep it going.
Well, what I know about that, you could put in a thimble about that big. I was curious more than anything. So
I do have a question for county, because I know that a lot of folks in the agricultural and rural areas like to put up shade structures. Sometimes it's not exactly like this for vegetables, but it might be for covering agricultural equipment, whatever the case may be. And from my understanding, if anything over 18,000 square feet has to have some kind of system with misters or something, so that if there's any kind of fire over 18,000 square feet, it puts it out. Am I incorrect?
I don't know, to be completely honest. That's more of a building department question, like a building and fire.
Yeah, because I didn't see fire had anything on this.
I think this, because it's non-combustible, and it's open to the air, it's probably not covered under.
It's because I'm telling you, the horse community wants to do this kind of stuff all the time.
If it would have a condition.
Right.
Okay.
And then this might be a little different.
For netting?
Not necessarily
it's
netting.
It's way different.
It's
treated different under the code.
Right, but like for some of the folks in the horse community, they even have like fire resistant shade structure type material, but they were told anything 18,000 square feet and above would have to have a sprinkler system under it.
Yeah, it's sprinkled. You can't get out.
Well, no, with open sides.
Right.
Just like this.
You're in the middle and there's a fire. You need fire suppression in a bigger area, so the smaller area you can get out of it, right?
Right.
That's why.
So I'm just wondering if that would apply to this. I don't want to.
It doesn't look like it. Yeah,
okay.
They need a condition, but maybe when they get to building stage, that might be a condition.
Yeah, because they still have to get the permit, the building permit approved.
Yeah, it still needs to
be. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good question, though.
Very good.
Any other questions?
Not me.
May I have a motion?
No.
Yep. I'll make a motion to approve DR240591 Gilcrease Orchard Foundation Design Review.
Aye.
Aye.
Would you like these back?
Thank you. I can take it back.
Yeah, because you'll need it for the next meeting. Well, you got BCC. Maybe. Oh, maybe I don't know if you have BCC or not. What's that? Oh, I know. Yeah.
Put that up. It's crazy that she didn't come under ag zone.
Oh, it's a PC planning commission.
Item number five, BS240613, TNNT Venture Partners LLC, vacate an abandoned portion of the right-of-way being Flanagan Drive, located between Russell Street and Grand Teton Drive, a portion of right-of-way being Gilbert Lane between Grand Teton Drive and Joe Marcy within Lone Mountain. And just point of clarity, there are two companion items which we will be hearing subsequent to this. This is to vacate an abandoned portion of the right-of-way. Item six is waiver development standards for the design review. And item seven is the proposed tentative map. Thank you.
Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant, Taylor Morrison Home. To be clear, before I start, do you want me just to go through the vacation only, and we're going to hear the other two items separate?
That's what...
Yeah, I think so.
That's what they asked for.
Yep.
Okay. So, as you previously stated, we are here with a few applications for a proposed 62-lot single-family residential development. We are on 33 acres on the northeast corner of Grand Teton in Rainbow. The site spans, as you can see, both north and south of Grand Teton here in the yellow.
You're blocking the with your arm.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's all good.
And so with this application, we have a few different vacations in order to proceed with the proposed development. As you stated, a portion of Flanagan Drive that's existing, where the existing structures are on site, as well as a portion of Grand Teton here. The purpose of that is the vacation of 5 feet for proposed detached sidewalks. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Staff is recommending approval of this application, and I respectfully request you do the same.
So I have a question, because I remember you had the community meeting at the YMCA, and we talked about this.
This is the vacation and abandonment.
The vacation on Grand Teton would be for horse trail, am I correct? Or where would the horse trail be?
So, and which I'll get into with the other applications, but the horse trail is going to be on the north portion of Grand Teton here.
She's looking for the south.
It's going to match the existing conditions to the east. The southern portion of Grand Teton is going to have a detached sidewalk, so the horse trail will end,
and it'll become, go from horse trail to just sidewalk?
No, the horse is on the north. She's talking about the south, the vacation.
Okay.
And that's one question I have, if you don't mind my interrupting.
Yeah, no, go for it.
North, south, are we talking divided by Grand Teton? Or are we talking north and south of each parcel?
The former. The north portion of Grand Teton here, so the northern sidewalk, that's going to be where the proposed horse trail, or what we're calling a multi-use trail, will be, which I'll show you in the next presentation for the other applications. And then on the southern portion, the southern sidewalk on Grand Teton, will be detached sidewalks.
Okay, I'm sorry, finish that last sentence again.
Sure. Along the southern portion of Grand Teton, we will have detached sidewalks.
So it is divided by the street?
Correct.
Okay. And there's, it says a 60-foot wide right-of-way being Gilbert Lane, located on the north side of the parcel. Are we vacating 60 feet of Gilbert Lane?
Applicant requests vacation and abandonment of the following. Number one, 48-foot wide right-of-way being Flanagan Drive, located between APNs 125 and then 102 and on the north side of the development, and two, a 60-foot wide right-of-way being Gilbert Lane, located between parcels 125, 14101, 102, and 103 on the southern side of the development. Is that the little hatched part right there?
Correct.
Okay.
Because there's actually no road there.
Right.
Okay.
That's why they're the, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure.
Yep.
As public hearing, anybody from public wishing to speak on the vacation item? Seeing none, we'll close that, bring it back up. I don't have any questions.
Carol?
Carol, do you have any more questions?
No, I think I'm okay with that one.
Okay, cool. I'll make a motion to approve VS 240613 TNT Venture Partners, vacated and abandoned, areas of interest.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item six is WS 240612 TNT Venture Partners LLC waivers and development standards for the following. Number one, reduce gross lot area. Two, reduce street landscaping. Three, increase wall height. Four, allow attached sidewalks. Five, full off-site improvements. Six, alternative driveway geometrics. Seven, increased driveway width. And eight, non-standard improvements in right-of-way. Design review for a single-family detached residential development on 33.48 acres in an RS-20 single-family zone located within the RMP overlay, generally located on the east side of Rainbow Boulevard and the south side of Grand Canyon, Teton Drive, and Lone Mountain. Applicant.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. As you've stated, we're here proposing a 62-lot single-family residential development. We're on just over 33 acres, again, in the northeast corner of Grand Teton and Rainbow. We are proposing single-story homes in line with the RS-20 district in which this site sits. It is within the land use designation of RE. For some context, we had a initial neighborhood meeting back in May of this year. At that meeting, which I see some familiar faces here, we heard from a number of neighbors. The Commissioner Kirkpatrick was also in attendance, and we had shown a site plan showing the initial design of this proposed development. So, same single story product that we'll get into a little bit later. However, the main concerns heard at that meeting were access points, traffic, things like that. Overall, the issues that we heard and considered were changing the access points away from this here is, we have Russell here, Rainbow here, Grand Teton, and Gilbert. So changing access off of Gilbert and changing the access, proposed access off of Joe Marcy. At that meeting, we took that feedback. We were in contact with the commissioner at her recommendation. She advised the applicant to work with the neighbors, go back, look at a possible redesign, specifically with the access, as that was the biggest issue here. And that's exactly what Taylor Morrison did. Before I get into the new site plan, with this proposed design, as is, we were going to come in with one waiver of off-site improvements. That was the only waiver. Other than that, it was a pretty clean application. However, we did come back with this redesign in mind and with additional suggestion to come in with a horse trail, which I'll also get into later. So that has caused some changes to the site plan, including the addition of a few waivers. So I just wanted to give that context of what has been going on for the last 3 to 4 months. Once that site was redesigned, we held a second voluntary neighborhood meeting on November 6th. There we put on for display our revised site plan. Let's see if you can see here. And we have Rainbow Boulevard here, Russell, Gilbert here, Grand Teton, and Joe Marcy. You can see that access has been flipped. For the northern portion of the site, access will be off of Rainbow Boulevard. For the southern portion of the site, access will be off of Grand Teton. Now we'll have additional crash gates in place, one off of Rainbow for the southern portion and one off of Gilbert for the northern portion.
And that's the first, second, third, or fourth one in? The second one in?
Crash gates on the bottom.
I'm looking at a cul-de-sac with marks on the end.
It's on the very right.
Point to crash gates again.
So you have one on each end of the cul-de-sac?
Just on that cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And so just to orient you, here's the existing cell tower area. I guess it would be the northeast corner of the site, Gilbert, the south. So as you can see, access has been flipped, and there's been some changes to the site. Still, we are not requesting any zone changes or master plan amendments. We are under the maximum density. We're at 1.85 dwelling units an acre. Again, we are proposing all single-story homes. The homes will range, home size will range from about 3,000 square feet to 3,300 square feet. The max building height is about 20 feet high. They're going to range from 3 to 4 bedroom options with, you know, options for a multi-gen or an extra bedroom. The price point will be roughly between 1.1 and 1.2 million starting, that's before, of course, any upgrades to the homes. So as I stated before, we had a suggestion that we put in a horse trail on this site. Looking here at Rainbow Boulevard, there's going to be a 23-foot wide horse trail adjacent to the right-of-way. Beyond that is a 5-foot landscape strip, and then a 5-foot sidewalk, and then another 5-foot landscape strip. That's along Rainbow Boulevard. Along Joe Marcy, Gilbert, and Rassell is a 6-foot landscape strip consisting of medium trees and shrubs that are going to be placed 20 foot on center.
Very nice. And the south side of Grand Canyon? I'm sorry, Grand, yeah.
Teton.
On the south side of Grand Teton will be a detached sidewalk.
Yep.
On the north side will be our continuation of what's already existing to the east. So that's going to be a 15-foot wide horse trail with 7.5 feet of landscaping on each side.
Will there be any landscaping on the south side of Grand Teton?
Yes, there will be.
Okay.
With the detached sidewalk, it's going to be on each side. So.
And then Rainbow on the south side as well going down, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Will that would continue the horse trail or no?
You have to cross the street, but it would continue.
Yes, it's going to continue down the entire length
of Rainbow.
Everything.
Okay.
Does that sacrifice the sidewalk or become part of the sidewalk?
No, I think she's putting sidewalk in.
Part of this application, and it went into the design, we had taken the direction from planning, public works, and the commissioner's office. Our design is considers a build out of 100-foot right of way on Rainbow. With that, sort of changes the calculation to our landscaping. So technically, where the boundary line is, we have the 23-foot wide horse trail and the 5-foot wide first landscape strip within the right-of-way. For planning and how landscape is calculated, that doesn't go towards our landscape count. However, we do believe we meet the intent of code by having the horse trail and 5, 5, and 5 landscaping and sidewalk.
Okay, did I hear in there that the sidewalk is still in?